This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of people gathered in Niger's capital Friday to demonstrate in favor of last month's coup, as regional leaders were considering military intervention to restore civilian rule. Since the July 26 military ouster of the elected president, Mohamed Bazoum, many Nigerians have joined the junta-organized rallies to join support for the generals and criticize Western powers and laud Russia, which is vying for influence with the West in the region. Western officials point out those who do not support the coup likely feel it unsafe to publicly say so. A University of Florida African politics professor told VOA's International Edition program he thinks a military intervention in Niger is unlikely at this point.
They also call for the endorsement of the African Union and for the United Nations Security Council. You know, that's not at all clear that they would get those endorsements. And so I think this is ECOWAS is saying we stand firm, but it's not at all clear that this means that a military invasion is imminent. There's also domestic politics in Nigeria. The Senate has made it pretty clear that they're very reluctant to authorize President Tinubu to send Nigerian troops.
And that is Leonardo Villalon. The military takeover was a seventh coup in the West and Central Africa in 3 years, and demonstrations in Niger have mirrored street scenes in neighboring Mali and Burkina Faso after coups between 2020 and 2022. Hawaii officials say the confirmed wildfire death on Maui has risen to 67. That is up from 55 previously. Maui County says it's an online statement that firefighting efforts were continuing and that Lahaina fire is not yet contained. Residents there were being allowed back home on Friday for the first time. This is VOA News. Much of the U.S. Midwest is abnormally dry, according to official drought monitor figures, and farmers there say they're feeling the adverse effects of climate change. Details from Reuters, Angela Johnston.
Climate change is packing a punch in America's heartland. Farmer Brandon Walter sees it in his fields.
Not getting rain.
These dry, damaged corn crops add up to big financial losses for him.
There's going to be a lot of this that's going to yield nothing.
One expert predicts the future could be even bleaker. It was supposed to be a good year. Last year, Illinois counties led the country in soybean yields and corn production. That's according to the country's agriculture department, which projected record yields for both this year. But farmers are battling drought instead. It's a similar story throughout the region. In nearby Wisconsin, Iowa, and Minnesota, over 80% of crops are facing between moderate and extreme dry conditions.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland has appointed a special counsel to investigate U.S. President Joe Biden's son, Hunter. APZ Donahue with more.
Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss has been investigating Hunter Biden's financial and business dealings.
Mr. Weiss advised me that in his judgment, his investigation had reached a stage at which he should continue his work as a special counsel.
Garland pointed out the extraordinary circumstances of the Hunter Biden case, and the appointment of Weiss reinforces a commitment to independence and accountability in sensitive matters.
Today's announcement affords the prosecutors, agents, and analysts working on this matter the ability to proceed with their work expeditiously and to make decisions indisputably guided only by the facts and the law.
In court in Delaware, David Weiss told a judge plea deal talks in Hunter Biden's weapon and tax evasion case were at an impasse. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The White House said on Friday that President Joe Biden's reference to China as a ticking time bomb referred to the country's internal tensions that it said could have an effect on how Beijing interacts with the world. Speaking to reporters, the White House spokesperson John Kirby also said that there is an urgent need for Washington to provide an alternative to China's dangerous infrastructure loans. Recapping top stories, thousands of people gathered in Niger's capital on Friday to demonstrate in favor of last month's coup as regional leaders were considering military intervention to restore civilian rule there. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.